Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We have been noting, of course, the whole incident around Andiwe Sisulu sent a very concerning message, I think, to South Africans. Because what that did was it made very, very clear that Cyril Ramaphosa does not have necessarily the presidency in the bag, that there is going to be a group that is contesting it. It's probably going to be the RET faction with Lindiwe Sisulu at the helm. It isn't something that is comfortable to contemplate. But what happens should that become the case? Never mind Lindiwe Sisulu. Should it be anybody but Cyril Ramaphosa? Professor Peter Bau, he's an economist at the University of Johannesburg. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Yes, good morning. Thank you so much for the invitation.
So it obviously is a very uncomfortable situation because we've lived at the precipice as South Africans for some time. I think many of us, even at the time of Nasrec, didn't quite realize just how dangerous our political future might have been. And every now and then we get reminded of how bad it could be. These are one of the situations over the last couple of weeks. But what happens if it goes in that direction, in terms of the currency at least?
Okay, so we need to focus on a number of factors. One of the factors being how the budget speech in the near future is going to pan out. And then also we got to take a look at the other current international events that are happening. For example, the outcome of the Russia Ukrainian debacle right now. We've also got to then look at continuing commodity crisis that is facing Europe as well.
And so in other words, it's bigger than just who our president is. There are very real factors at play.
There are a number of very big international events happening right now, and they're not going to overshadow what is actually happening within the country. I think in the moment we can safely say that our Reserve Bank is in good hands, and our monetary and fiscal policy regimes or systems are actually highly rated around the world. Right. So I think it is about investor confidence, and I think it's about international events that we really got to look at.
Okay, so the investor confidence is probably the one that is most greatly impacted by our choice of president.
Yes, absolutely, very correct. The investor is a character that is incredibly well informed about the status of our country at this point in time, and so an investor is going to be looking for things not just on the political front. On the political front, obviously, they're going to be looking at freedom of markets, labor regulations, and all of those. But on an international, they're going to be looking at, for example, exchange rate, trade with other countries, import costs, production costs, and business confidence.
Right. And should this go in an RET direction, what is most likely to be the result?
You know, again, this depends very, very much on how it's going to pan out with our reserving. I think we have within South Africa, we've got a number of very good policies in place. They are very sound monetary and fiscal systems. And so I think just focusing on this may have a short-term effect, but I think also if you take a look at what is actually happening with our currency in the moment, the weakening rand has actually encouraged a large amount of exports, and that's driven pretty much by the international commodity crisis. The world's getting, shall we say, energy hungry. They're demanding a larger amount of commodities. But at the same time, we're seeing higher levels of inflation in other countries, and we're importing that inflation into South Africa. For example, the European Union sits at about 5.5, America at about 6.5% inflation. We're importing that inflation to the country. So how we manage that inflation is going to be a very serious decider on the value of our currency over the next 12 months.
How is Cyril Ramaphosa managing at the moment? Because it's very clear that there's almost two messages that he likes to deliver. One is to the international community to build up this confidence and to give almost a form of make sure that there's a sense of trustworthiness and a steady hand on the country and the economy. But he's also under immense pressure in terms of economic reform, in terms of land redistribution, in terms terms of all of these other factors that have become very traditional in South African history? How does he balance all of those?
You know what? And as a business leader himself, he's definitely got his mind around these particular challenges. I think within the party, obviously the split camp doesn't help in terms of him trying to bring around the appropriate reforms. But business confidence is very sensitive to how we are managing around things such as land reform, how we're managing labor regulations, and those kind of policies will have far-reaching implications. On the one side, you know, he's got to appease the other camp, but he himself, I think, has the nation's best interests in mind. But he really does have quite a struggle. And of course, investors are picking up on that, business is picking up on that, and we can see it in the numbers.
Which is very important. Are you hopeful for the next economic period here in South Africa as we get back to work?
To be pretty frank, I do see that the currency is going to continue depreciating in a slight trajectory, but I don't believe it's going to be a heavy depreciation. I think many of the challenges we're facing right now are strongly internationally dependent. And how it pans out in with Russia, Ukraine, and bringing global stability or bringing stability back to the European Union, and of course relationships between South Africa, of course, and the trading partners, United States, Britain, and of course China, are all going to affect us in a very big way. So I am hopeful. I don't see a drastic recovery of the rand, but I do see in a very strong negative trajectory. I think much of the depreciation is going to be inflation driven, and that's due to import costs and manufacturing factors.
Right, and supply chain, which is of course a major factor as well. Professor Peter Bauer, economist from the University of Johannesburg, fascinating conversation. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us.